I'm talking to Dave Sumner, K1ZZ. He is not only an old timer, he is one of the few persons who know the development of amateur radio for the past so many years, although he is still quite a young chap. Dave, everybody says amateur radio is going down the drains, or at least it's losing importance and we must do something. What is your opinion and what is your ARRL's philosophy to respond to that development?
Well, first of all, it's not true. In the United States, amateur radio is growing. We have almost 700,000 licensees now in the United States. Our ARRL membership is increasing. We have 156,000 members, and amateur radio is very healthy in North America, mainly because we are bringing people in who have an interest in emergency and disaster communications. This is the main drawing card for radio right now.
Can you repeat the last sentence?
Mainly because of this is the main drawing card for amateur radio is emergency and disaster communications. This is the main thing that is attracting people to amateur radio in North America.
Everybody tells me it is digital modes, it is new modes. Forget the old traditions, forget CW. What's your opinion about that?
Well, the new modes are very exciting. We can do a great deal with digital modes, especially with error correction and recovering signals that are very weak. It's a very exciting field, and it's very good to see all of the contributions to that area that are still being made by radio amateurs. But there is still a important place in radio for Morse code. It's a personal skill. And now that it's no longer a requirement for a license in most countries, people are learning Morse code because they want to, not because they have to. And I personally think this is much healthier.
Lots of hams like just to talk, like to interact you, and others are hunting countries. If I want to get my 3,000 points in the DXCC challenge, do I really need to have 100 kilowatt and an antenna as large as a church tower?
Well, of course, it's always nice to have good antennas. Power is overrated as a contributor to success because you have to be able to hear the other station. That's the most important thing. But people are doing very well in the DXCC challenge with wire antennas and even 100 watts. I have a friend in the U.S. who has well over 200 countries on 160 meters, and he has never run more than 200 watts.
Let's talk a little bit about rules and regulations. Sometimes you get a feeling it would not be too bad an idea to have some rules and regulations, say with the DX expeditions, working up 5 to 40, things like that. What's your opinion about that?
Well, if you mean government regulations, I would have to say no, this is not a very good idea. I think that we can establish standards like that within the amateur radio community and adjust more easily as things change if we are doing it ourselves. The de-expeditions mostly are very well run, and I think that the major problem from my perspective is unrealistic expectations. If you have 2,000 or 3,000 Europeans all calling the station at the same time, obviously they're not all going to make a contact in the next 30 seconds. And sometimes we expect too much from the operators who are on the expeditions, who are often operating under very difficult conditions.
The ham radio community is getting older and older on the average. So many organizations try to have something like a foundation license or lure, in other ways, younger people to the hobby. What is the ARRL's activities in this field?
Well, we've been we have had a novice license in the U.S. Back in 1951, and in fact, that's how I became a radio amateur in 1962 at age 13. I received a novice license, and it was a wonderful apprenticeship, a wonderful way to enter amateur radio and to find out what is possible. The foundation license has been quite successful in a number of countries. Australia has done very well with a foundation license. It originated in the UK, in the United Kingdom, and they also have had good success. Actually, in the US, in the opinion, in my opinion, and that of ARRL, our entry-level license actually is not the correct entry-level license right now. It is a full privilege VHF license with very limited HF privileges, and we would like to have something more like a foundation license in the U.S. I think it would help to expose new radio amateurs to more of what amateur radio is about.
You have a friend-foe relationship with the authorities. So what are the current issues where you agree and disagree?
Well, most recently, our problem with our Federal Communications Commission was several years ago when, in the former administration, they became very enthusiastic about broadband over power lines, or PLT, as it's called in other countries, delivering broadband digital over the power lines, which, of course, is a terrible idea because you cannot put a radio signal on an unshielded, unbalanced conductor and expect it to remain within the conductor. It's going to radiate. And any radio amateur knows that. In the former administration, we had FCC commissioners who apparently didn't know that. And they were cheerleaders for this technology, which caused significant radio interference. So that's been our major point where we have been in a adversarial relationship. More recently, the FCC is changing. The leadership is new, and right now we are working together on proposals to strengthen the amateur radio emergency communications training to make it possible for people to do more training for disasters. And this has been a very constructive, very cooperative relationship, and I think that it bodes well for the future.
Well, thanks for being with us today. I was talking to David Sumner, Kilo 1 Zulu Zulu. I'm Wolf Harland, Oscar Victor 1 Whiskey Hotel Charlie, of the Documentary Archives in Vienna.